Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss and I am beyond excited to have my first two angel authors with me. I don't know how it's possible that I have not had angels on my show, living angels, but I have the luminous Radley Valentine and Dougal Frazier. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
See, Dougal, I'm luminous.
I was going to say, am I not luminous? Am I gluminous?
I don't know. I'm luminous. I don't know.
Noted, noted, but whatever.
Okay, now the luminous was like luminous, which applied to everybody that followed.
Oh, she's going to backtrack is what she's going to do. No, I'm just kidding. I hear Alicia, you just have to know. This is the vibe. We completely rouse each other. It's all an angel love.
I love it. Are you kidding? I now feel like I need to say the luminous Radley Valentine and the astounding Dougal Frazier.
That
I like aura-rific.
Aura-rific. That's a new one. Ooh.
That's aura-rific.
I like that.
You can
that's
have
a good one.
Go get it on. Go get the URL.
Up,
yeah. Go get the URL. You are aura-rific.
Aura-rific. Very nice. That's impressive that you just made that up on the spot. I feel bad that I couldn't think of an adjective that was the same as luminous, and you came up with aurorific. Impressive. He sets the bar high.
He does.
So I think you guys get a sense of what you are in for. Lots of laughter, total fun. We'll try to be profound here and there. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about these two luminous, astounding, aurific guys, and then we'll be off to the races. So we'll start with Radley. I don't know why, just because that's the first bio I got. Don't be offended, Dougal.
I'm good.
Radley Valentine, best last name ever. A best-selling author of 10 tarot and oracle card decks and 3 books. Dude, you are prolific. Has an amazing way of making complicated topics easy to understand. He delivers angel messages and trainings with compassion, integrity, and, as you can tell, a refreshing sense of humor. Radley loves to show people how they can make powerful changes in their lives and has created a full range of insightful, informative, and entertaining spiritual tools, including numerous certification courses. And of course, he is co-author of this amazing deck, Angels and Auras Oracle Cards, which you're going to hear so much more about. Dougal Frazier is an internationally recognized psychic, best-selling author, and cosmic coach. He utilizes color therapy, clairvoyance, intuition, empathy, interior design, I love that confluence, and practical advice to help people assess and attain their goals and dreams. He was an invited speaker at Own You, Oprah Winfrey Network, a live event series hosted by Own, and has been featured on TV shows such as Dr. Phil, The Real Housewives of OC, that must have been hysterical, Dancing with the Stars, I totally want to see you dance, and Good Day LA. He's a regular featured blogger for the Huffington Post, is the author of 2 best-selling books, and was the co-host of the late-night talk show, That Sex Show, for the Logo Network. He lives in Los Angeles with his husband. So happy to have you both.
Thank you, thank you. Delighted to be here.
Thanks.
Absolutely. And listeners and viewers, I just want to let you know. So I just fell in love with these guys. I didn't know why. Now I'm beginning to understand why. But I had laryngitis I could still talk, but I was talking in kind of a raspy voice. And I'm like, okay, guys, I just want to let you know, but you know, the show must go on. And these guys said, no, Alicia, take care of yourself. We're fine. They rescheduled at the last second. So I really appreciate you guys. You're the best.
Oh, our pleasure. It was like a cosmic snow day for us. We got an hour off. You got to rest all
day. Does that mean we have to make it up?
Yes.
This is the makeup.
This is the makeup.
Oh, this is the makeup.
Yeah. So, my friends, we're going to start, as we always do on Live Your Love, with calling in the light. So if you're driving, just keep your eyes on the road. But otherwise, if you would, just close your eyes and just place a hand on your heart, perhaps both hands on your heart, and just take in a deep breath and breathe in all of the love of the universe. And as you exhale, just melt. Let go of anything less than love on that out breath. Take in a deep breath, breathe in light into everywhere that needs it. And as you exhale, just let go anything less than light. And with this next breath, breathe in love and light. And as you exhale, that love and light amplifies all through your beingness, overflowing, spilling into our beautiful planet. And keep breathing in love and breathing out anything less as we open into the light of the Holy Spirit. And beloved Father, Mother, God, we just now call ourselves forward into this pristine light of Spirit, asking that any negativity, karma, imbalances just be taken as we humbly and gratefully come into an openness, a curiosity, incredible joy of being gathered together in the name of love. We open in every way to the archangels, opening to the blessed colors of our world, to spirit, to all the spiritual masters that work with us, that are for the highest good, placing this time together into the light for the highest good. Opening in every way to connect heart to heart, each of us present, each of us to come to watch the show live, to watch the archives, touching heart to heart to the angels, gathering together in God's heart, knowing ourselves as one. Asking for a blessing of peace upon our planet at this time. And as always, we give thanks, and so be it. Blessed be and amen. Thank you. Okay, guys. So you use this amazing word. I'm not even going to try it, but it's something like syncretism. Is that right? The blending.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Right. That was in the intro. Yeah. The blending of our two worlds. Yeah. So when Radley and I first started spending time together, we were doing our individual work and, you know, I would see energy and read colors and he, of course, would connect with the angels. And we started to see this overlap between our worlds where my definitions for aura colors were very similar to the angels that he was coming up with. And it just sort of naturally, you know, blended together in this beautiful, beautiful way.
Yeah, it was just suddenly it was like, wait a minute. We both had Hay House radio shows. Right. And so we wound up, we were guests on each other's shows. And then I would say something about, oh, I get Michael and it's blue and it's all this stuff. And then he'd go, but that's, we are so weird because blue also means blah, blah, blah in my system. And we started to go, one of these things is just like the other.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so beautiful. I mean, just that blending of seemingly disparate paths and coming together. So I have to tell you guys something crazy. So I work with angels, as you probably guessed. I have for my entire adult life professionally but for many, 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 many years. And I work with auras.
Oh, wow.
Every single session I work with auras, angels, and color.
How cool.
Every session. Every class, every private session. So I bring forward messages from the angels. Sometimes I don't mention the angels, but they inform everything. And I clear the aura the entire session. And of course, when the aura recedes and contracts or the different colors in it, it gives me direction for the session. And I always work with color, you know, breathing in color. What color do you need? Seeing where color is off. So it seems that the three of us are a blend as well.
I love that. Yeah, it's one of my favorite bodies of work, especially the color aspect, because it's like a bridge between worlds. You know, it's one thing if you ask someone to visualize the root chakra to have their brain actually like see that. But if you ask someone to visualize orange or purple or red, it's a tangible energy that they can really use. So I think for any healer out there or seeker, using color energy is a great way to sort of bridge the spiritual world with the physical world.
Well, and of course, angels are one of the most common overlays between all the spiritual belief systems throughout the world. It's one of the few things that we apparently can agree on. And so it's something that I think even people who don't have deep spiritual belief systems that they're functioning through on a daily basis, if you ask them about angels, then they'll go, yeah, okay, I'm in on that. And
right.
So, and I think it's also very unintimidating. When you talk about angels, people have a sense, whether they've actually defined it or not, that this is unconditional love. And it is not judgmental, and it isn't going to necessarily, you know, it isn't going to create a situation where I feel invalidated, so people can embrace it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, is angels are ubiquitous. Even atheists believe in angels. I don't know how that works. It's supernatural, but they do. I've spoken to them, and you look even in different cultures, and you know, in the book that I'm writing, also with Hay House, of course.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. That's how we got together. I studied different religions, and they're just through every, I really haven't found a religion. They don't always call, like in Hinduism, they don't call them angels, they call them devas.
Right.
But in every religion, there's some form of a being that is clearly an angel. And I just think it's so beautiful, because it's what is the same about us rather than what's divisive.
Absolutely.
So I just, you know, I would love to know, I wasn't going to ask you this so soon, but the thing that's so touching to me about you two is that you're both best-selling authors. You're both internationally known. And yet there's not a shred of competitiveness or a lack, you know, you know, you're going to steal my thunder. You just support each other. One, how the heck did you do that? And two, how do we have more of that in our world, especially our world of practitioners and people who do the same work?
Well, I say this all the time. Radley, at his heart, is a Southern gentleman. When I started on Hay House Radio, he immediately reached out to me and was like, let's talk. I want to have you on my show. Couldn't have been like the nicer. He's the nicest person on the planet. Now, we spent about an hour and a half on the phone talking about old boyfriends and gossiping a little bit and spiritual connection and all of that good stuff. But it was instant friendship.
And
the truth is, a lot of times when you see collaboration, you think, oh, is this just like a business thing? This was really born from friendship. This was Radley and I talking about our journey, having fun together, spending more time together. And we just have a good time together. I mean, just at the top of your show, like we giggle, we play with each other, we hold each other accountable, we encourage each other. And admittedly, Radley was the one to open the door, which I, of course, was, you know, shocked, because I've known about Radley's work forever. He is brilliant in every single thing that he does. I've always had great admiration and respect for him. And now we text each other incessantly, and it's become a thing.
Incessantly. I mean, it is true. I mean, I think he said it. I mean, I think that one of my absolute favorite things that happens in my life is what Dougal called instant friendships. It's when you meet somebody and the connection is instantaneous, valid, poignant, powerful, hilarious. And it just was. And for us, it was like instantaneously, I want to spend time with this person. And it is true. We don't have space to compete. I mean, we only have space to support. And so we tell each other all the time about every launch we're doing, everything we're doing. And it's just like, you go, you go, you go.
Right. Right.
And it's never, there's never jealousy or anything. It's just, we like being in each other's company and his husband too. It's like, yeah. David is fantastic. I adore David. And so I love being with them. And if I don't talk to them, I feel weird.
And it's also a sense of community. I mean, let's be honest, Alicia, we have unique jobs, the three of us. And so it's rare that I can tell most of my friends that, you know, today I was, you know, channeling a message and working on this, but I can call Radley and say, this is, you know, I'm tired as an empath or I'm excited about creating this. So there's a sense of community there and understanding that you just don't get with all of your, you know, your real world friends, if you will.
Right.
The muggles.
Exactly, the muggle.
Right. So my friends are muggles, and they love me and support me in whatever I do, but they don't have the vaguest idea really what
they don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, even my husband doesn't really know what I'm doing.
Your Disney husband or your actual husband?
My Disney husband knows exactly what I'm doing.
John does. That's true.
He knows exactly what I'm doing, probably even right this minute. But my real husband doesn't. I was thinking the other day that if someone called him and said, name one of Radley's products, he would
that's not,
be
that
able
is
to
not
do
true.
It. No, he would not be able to do it. He knows what I do.
Is this podcast secret from him?
Oh God, no, no, no. He knows exactly where the reality is, but it's like he would not be able to pull a title out of the air,
but he did decorate that background behind you,
but he does stuff like this.
That's exactly,
that's
right.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so struck by that.
Stuff like that. He's an amazing, he isn't a florist by trade, but he can, oh God, what he can do with flowers is angelic. It's amazing.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I love that. I mean, my family literally didn't really have a clue who I was until both my mother and father died 6 weeks apart.
Mm.
And because then I didn't have to hide anything I wasn't going to, you know, and I basically flew in and took over and navigated their ascension or their transition, you know, and all kinds of miracles happened. I walked in, my mother, the hospice nurse stopped me as I was going in and said, she's going to go any second or any minute. Right. And I said, not yet. It's not her time yet. And I walked in and, you know, just did the work I do and had people all over the world praying for her. And she lived 3 more weeks, which allowed me, which became totally present, conscious, and which allowed for a lot of healing. So I'm just saying same with my father, there were things happen that my family really didn't get who I was until that moment. And that changed everything.
Wow. That's special. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And you know, I told my mother her archangelic name and some past lives and who she was, and she really got it. And I think that was the piece she needed to transition well.
Wow.
And it changed everything with my relationship with my stepmother and my siblings. So I think that our families, you know, and our friends, even they are in our lives, and it doesn't have to matter that they don't know what we do, but when they know what we do, it's a little bit extra special.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was pretty lucky. My parents used to let me talk about it when I was a kid. My mom never called my spirit guides my imaginary friend. Like, I talked about past lives, and she would encourage. I got my first reading when I was 8 years old because she took me to Lilydale, the spiritual community in New York. Yeah. So she was very, very much into it. My dad, you know, there were some question marks, and he thought I was kind of a unique child. But I was pretty lucky. My parents were good at talking to me about it. So I had one foot in both worlds. My dad was pretty practical, but my mom had crystals and would see channelers in the 80s, and she was all for it.
That is lucky. That is lucky. And then, you know, of course, then we find our family, our friends of the family we choose. We find our tribe, our collective, our community.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that can be just as important, if not more important. Mm-hmm. I would argue that it's more important.
Your selected family?
Your chosen. Yeah.
Yeah. Chosen family.
I think it is.
And thank you so much. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
I want to talk about abundance just on this theme of you guys coming together and supporting each other like brothers. You know, I'm writing my book on my balcony and not by choice. I bought a townhome that was going to be just for me. And now four people and two dogs live there.
Wow.
So,
oh, wow.
So my office is my balcony and I have hummingbirds there and I have 5 hummingbird feeders. And of course, there's way more hummingbird nectar than the hummingbirds will ever need. And yet they still fight over it and they'll drive each other off from one feeder. And I'm like, there's 4 other feeders, dude. You know, it's plenty for everybody. And yet I realized that's instinct. You know, that's just, that is the instinct of beings. But intuition takes us into that getting above, you know, where you can see that there's plenty for everyone. So how do you utilize your work? How do you utilize your connection to spirit to really be in that place of abundance and faith and trust that there's way more than enough to go around?
I you know, it's funny because there's, I need to say this very carefully. There's someone else in our industry.
Careful.
there's someone else in our industry who was always about in conversations that we have about there's more than enough, there is no lack, there blah 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 blah. And then at one point I think that person forgot themselves and forgot that and started behaving in a way that indicated a competitiveness. Indicated a sense of, you know, no, that should be mine and not yours. And on its very face, it was an absurd thing to even indicate. But I think that it's really important. I think that when you talk about instinct versus and I'm not even sure I'm going to call it intuition, but instinct versus enlightenment, that we can have these moments where we're like, we have a twinge of jealousy, or we have a twinge of, well, I wish that had been me, or whatever, where it is our thing as spiritual teachers and our thing as, and as beings of a certain of insightfulness, that we have to stop ourselves and go, no, not. I am not doing that. I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to behave that way. There's no guilt or shame in going there temporarily. The fallacy is in staying there. And I like to remind people all the time, there's 7.8 billion people on the planet. You know, we as teachers, or we as people in the human race who are reaching out to other people for some sort of bartering of energy or wealth or whatever, the way this weird world works. We have to remember that there is more than enough. There is plenty. And so I think that we just have to be awake to ourselves. We can't fall asleep. Because if we fall asleep, then we fall into our instincts, and those don't serve us.
Mm. I also think we sort of live in an era where we're constantly being invited to compare ourselves to other people.
Yeah. You know,
there's a beauty to social media, but then there's the numbers and the likes and the responses and all these things. So I have an affirmation that I tell clients and I tell myself all the time, which is eyes on my own paper. I don't need to be looking at what anybody else is doing. If I'm asleep at night and I feel content and I feel uplifted and I feel empowered and I feel inspired, then I'm doing everything right. The minute I start thinking someone has more than me and I need to change something and that means there's something wrong with me, or if I feel that sort of ego-driven thought, which certainly happens, I'm a human being, but I go back to eyes on my own paper. What do I want to experience during the day? What opens my heart? What makes me feel connected? And that's just always been how I try to make most major decisions in my life, and keeps me moving forward and feeling satisfied and inspired and all those good things.
I think that's 100% true. I think social media is one of the most personally invalidating things that's come into our lives, because as you say, we are constantly, or people are constantly, comparing themselves to everybody else and everybody else's accomplishments, and everybody's accomplishments are put through a filter to make them look more beautiful and more perfect, and just creating this whole thing that just continues to exponentially get out of control.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, eyes on your own paper.
I love that. I love that. Absolutely. And, you know, I just went to one of the advantages of living in LA, as you know, Dougal, is there's lots of events that happened here. And I just went to one with Brendan Burchard, and he said the number one thing that stops people from, and he's also a Hay House author, that stops people from succeeding is envy.
Mm.
You know, it's looking outside of ourselves. And when we come back inside, it's just immediately and completely fulfilling.
Yeah.
One of the many things, it's a confession. Are you ready for my confession?
Please.
You and me and a couple hundred thousand of our best friends. This is the first card deck I have ever worked with.
Really? Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Huh.
Not anything at all, like, at all against cards. It's just I have been so consumed on studying just about everything else, you know, deep meditation, and my path is a blend of East and West. So I'm an ordained Christian minister, as well as study a very deep Indian path of Eastern mysticism initiation, with the sound current. So I just haven't gotten around to decks, and I love this. It's fun. It's like you guys. It's
Thank
fun.
You.
It's playful. Mm-hmm. It's colorful. It's profound.
Thank you.
Yeah, we made it for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Is so kind of you.
We did. We totally were like, you know what? Alicia works with angels and she works with auras.
Done.
We need to, she needs a deck. So, you know, I pitched it to Reed and said, Alicia needs a deck. And Reed said, okay.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
So, angels and auras. So what I was going to say about this is I love that you guys use several different disciplines. That's also my path. So you have numerology, astrology, of course angels, of course archangels, of course auras and colors, but you also have many different disciplines that go into it. And as I was sharing, my path is a blend of many different disciplines, as is my work. And I love that you have, you know, I think the thing with religion that can turn people off is people go, my way is the way to God. Of course, there's holy wars, there are jihads, there's, you know, people fighting against your God is, you know, my God wins. And of course, that's not the God we know. Mm. And I love that you blend so many different disciplines in here. Could you just talk a little bit about how that came about both for you personally and in my deck, my Alicia deck, Angels and Auras?
Well, part of when Rad and I, when it started to take form of becoming a deck, we really went through the history of our work and the honor that we've had and the privilege that we've had of so many people coming to seek our counsel. And both of us have had people from all walks of life, from all different corners of the world. We've both spoken internationally as well. So when we were creating definitions for the deck, a lot of times we would call upon past client experiences and we would describe what they looked like, the background, their faith, whatever part of the world they were coming from. And what we started to realize was we wanted the deck to have as wide of a door as possible. that everyone felt seen and everyone felt validated. And angels present themselves in so many different ways. So it doesn't matter what faith they're coming from. And really, it was based on client stories. And we'd say, this person was going through that, and how would you reflect that imagery in the card? And it was a really fun, beautiful, beautiful process. So I'm glad that people can see the diversity. I'm glad that people can see the different belief systems. And let's be honest, Bradley and I are both, you know, people that have studied 9 million different things. We're constantly talking about different decks and books and bodies of work. So it's also a reflection of our enthusiasm of spirituality.
Right. Yeah. And plus it was, just, it is very important. Representation matters. It just does. And so we wanted people to be able to see themselves in our deck, no matter who they were. It was important to us. We wanted them to be able to have that feeling. And it's real easy to get tunnel vision. And so we just didn't. And, you know, I think it's well known that I'm a recovering certified public accountant. And so I had an Excel spreadsheet.
Bradley is the only spiritual teacher that I couldn't make a spreadsheet if you paid me to. Bradley has everything in his spreadsheet. I will say to him, wasn't I on your radio show once? And he'll go to a spreadsheet and say, yes, it was December 8th. And the show title was, I mean, who keeps that stuff? But he puts everything under. He writes his books in a spreadsheet. He is.
Well, I don't write the literal book. I write my outlines in an Excel spreadsheet, and it allowed, it's so funny. So what I do is that if I do a dump into Excel of, okay, for example, like compendium of magical things, it's all these different disciplines. So I did a dump of, here's all the stuff I want to talk about. Well, that allows me to go, oh, that really belongs in chapter 1, and that belongs over in chapter 4, and that belongs in chapter 7. And I can sort and like do all this stuff. So it's just what I know because I used spreadsheets for so long. So, but the main point was just that the spreadsheet allowed us to keep track of, did we leave anybody out by accident?
Yeah.
Or did we miss a step where we didn't mean to miss a step? But it kept us actually on target in a lot of different ways, I think.
Rad.
Yeah.
Can angels really change your life?
Oh, totally. 100%. Angels can change your life. I like to think of angels as being this dedicated energy, dedicated to us by the divine, as being with us 24/7, absolutely dedicated to us, our guardian angels. That's what they're here for. To not take advantage of it is sort of akin to living in a house where you found $1 million under the floorboards and you're pretending like it's not there and you're starving. Mm-hmm. It's like, why would you not access this amazing thing? And archangels, while they're not 100% devoted to us, they are 100% available to us at all times. There is no limit. They are omnipresent. There is no time where you can't reach out to Michael or Jophiel or Gabriel or Uriel or whoever it is that has the ability to help you with what you need. But I just don't even understand why people would walk through life without angelic help. It's unnecessary. But then everybody has their own tools that are the ones that they most value. But having an experience with an angel is life-changing. It literally will change your life.
That's beautiful. Did you want to add anything to that, Dougal?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I love about Radley, the truth is I hadn't worked with angels much in my spiritual journey. And when Radley and I started to become friends, one of the perks of being friends with Radley is if you're texting him, I might say, oh, I'm stressed about travel today. And he'll say, well, I'm sending this angel, or I'm worried about this. Well, you need to call on this angel. And so I started asking myself, why is it that I haven't really searched this area? And one of the things Radley explained to me is that you have to invite angels into your life. that if you're not asking for help, they don't necessarily just show up. And I personally really struggle with asking for help. It is my nature to try and manage things on my own. It is my nature to try and figure it out on my own. And it was a real epiphany to realize that I didn't have to do that. From a spiritual dimension, I had these beings at my call whenever I needed them with pure unconditional love. And it's been a really, really powerful thing for me. Learning about angels through Radley has been really, really beautiful.
You know, we have a friend, another Hay House author, who always likes to tease me and say, there's an angel for that. and but there is. No matter what it is, there's an angel for that.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
What is the most powerful reminder, or what's a fabulous story that either of you have about angels saving your life?
Oh, God. So I was talking to angels from the time I was 5, but I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand what it meant. And there is a term called claircognizant, which represents what I am. Claircognizance, it means to know. I consider it to be the biggest pain in the butt of the clairs, because you're really having to convince yourself that you're not making it up. But when I am not fully paying attention, my angels will use clairaudience. I will hear things. And I just remember breaking up with my first boyfriend. I was 19 years old. I was devastated. I thought I would never have love growing up in Tennessee. And here I had this boyfriend and it didn't last. And I remember distinctly being outside in the backyard with my face down on the hood of my mother's car, sobbing until the hood was wet. And then I just heard, "You're not going to be alone." And it stopped. The crying stopped. The pain stopped. Was I over it? No, it took time to get over it, but I was no longer devastated. I was no longer in this place where it's like, I just want to jump off a bridge. I was in this space of, oh, I'm not going to be alone. It'll be okay. I'll get past it. And I think that's, and I wasn't even officially talking to angels then. I wasn't doing anything then except learning accounting. And, you know, and yet it's like when you say where angels step in and save our lives, it's like that's what came into my mind was like this comforting, this you can go on. You can't, your life will go on. You know, that came and it was so poignant and so powerful and so immediate and so unexpected. And, you know, as far as saving my life, it's like my angels forced me to buy a car when I did not want to buy a car. I did not want to buy a car. And they insisted and I had the new car. And a couple of years later, I got hit really badly by a driver who ran through a red light at 55 miles an hour, slammed into the side of me. And the dealership where I had my car said, if you had been in your older one, you would have been really hurt.
Mm.
It took like 5 years for that to come out. 5 years for me to go, why are you making me do this? I don't want to do this.
Mm.
But 5 years later, I walk away from an accident without a bruise that could have killed me.
Mm.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful.
And I have other stories that are like that. But I think that there's where the angels interject into our lives on a daily basis, but it's subtle and we don't necessarily notice. But those subtleties over time are like a snowball that gets bigger and bigger and bigger in the effect it has in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just move into a meditation and see if we can experience a bit of what Dougal and Rad have been talking about. So, beloved listeners and viewers, if you would just again close your eyes, unless you're driving, and really open your hearts. Open your heart to receive of the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Christ, the light of love. And let's just connect in community, as our card said. Connecting deeply into an awareness that we are one. And this day, let us focus on what is the same with each other rather than what is different. Let us include rather than divide. Let us open our hearts in an even deeper width, breadth, depth into who we are, that we could know that all the hurts of the past have been seen and witnessed by the angels. And just now, if you would place your hands in front of you, cup your hands in front of you, and place into your hands any of those past hurts. If you've walked a difficult path, it's grown you, but there may be residuals. So just place that into your hands. Any residual shadows from anything in the past could be something current. And close your hands around it. And on the count of three, we're going to lift it up and give it to the angels. One, two, three, and let it go. And just see it being taken as the beautiful gold light of spirit now rains upon you like confetti, opening your hearts to your guardian angels, to your archangels. Just being aware of your auras filled with the most pristine light, and just see what that color is that you need most. Trusting your intuition. Just see what color it is you need most now. And now take in a deep breath and breathe in that color like you're taking a deep sip of water. And that color now flows into every cell of your body, healing you, clearing you, cleansing you. And that color now fills your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, your auric field. Expanding out now. Your aura expands to touch the room that you're in. Expands to touch the city. Expands now all the way out into the galaxies and up and down into the highest heavens and deep into the core of the earth, that you might know that you are rooted, stable, grounded, touching in to the spinning golden orb in the core of the earth, touching into all magical beings, even as your spirit soars and wings its way across the heavens with the angels. Allow yourself to keep expanding, to stretch evermore into and as the arms of love itself, that you might know yourself as the pure spirit of love. And so be it. And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
All right, my beloved friends, I wanted to tell you a little bit about angels and auras. You can find this at aaoracle.com, aaoracle.com. And this is really for those looking to bring just more magical vibrancy to your spiritual practice. As Dougal said, the more you practice, the more your intuition, the more your attunement increases. So this is a beautiful access to spirit through these cards. Angels and auras, it's really a gorgeous, gorgeous deck.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Are there any parting messages you'd like to share with our listeners?
Nope. You can find me at RadleyValentine.com. And what was your name again?
It's Dougal.
Oh. Okay.
No, it was a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting us. We love what we do, and it's always fun to celebrate with someone else who does amazing work as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved listeners, for joining us for Live Your Love. Next month, we have Bill Gladstone, amazing agent of Eckhart Tolle, Wayne Dyer, and myself, and Master Shaw, who's a best-selling author of 4 New York Times bestsellers and a master healer. So live your love. God bless. Bye-bye for now. Thank you.